video what we're going to go over is some correct techniques for holding your camera, okay, when working with certainly the telephoto lenses and certainly the slow shutter speeds, which you would get indoors or in low light as well. And granted, we're in daylight today. Now, one of the key things that will make your images blurry is, yes, a slow shutter speed, but mainly camera movement, okay? Subject movement will come into play a little bit as well, but it's mainly movement of the camera whilst taking pictures, even slight movements. Now, you want to make sure you get a good grip of the camera, so don't hold it too loosely. You'll get a good solid grip of the camera and a good grip of the lens as well. Now, what you find that a lot of people do, and which is why the shots aren't sharp, is they end up doing this. They lean forwards, they're not in the right stance, and their elbows are out. So, whilst even with, say, an image stabilised lens, you're still getting quite a lot of movement with the lens, okay? And you can end up with a blurred shot that way, okay? Or some people may use live view. You know, you're used to your compact cameras with that screen on the back, so you're used to holding it out there while you take your picture. Not the best way to use the DSLR, I'm afraid. It's an option, yes, but best kept for tripods. So what you want to do is, with your elbows, bring them nice and close in, okay? So nice and tight. Make sure you've got a good hold on the lens. Now just let your hand cup the lens. You don't have to strangle the thing, okay? Good grip on the camera body. Bring your elbows in. You need to control your breathing. So you don't want to run and then suddenly stop and take a picture, because you're going to be breathing heavy. Okay, so control your breathing. And just take a picture. But a nice light press on the button as well. Don't stab at the shut button also. So a nice light press. Okay, now what I'll show you is the stance that I'm in here. I'm going to turn to this side. Okay, got a good solid stance, so weight forward on the front leg. Okay, here, so rather than just holding the feet were like this, and I was leaning forward, because you're going to get a lot of movement as you, and also a lot of pressure on your back as well. So a good solid stance, again bring the elbows in.
Okay, control your breathing.
And then take your shot. Okay? You don't have to be held really tight and tense. I mean, yes, bring your elbows in, stay relaxed.
Raise the camera up.
And then take the shot. You can also use a man-made tripod. And I don't mean one you go to the store and buy. And what I mean is a tree, a fence post, or, like we've got here, a wall. Okay, so you can use this to brace yourself on here to help you get the shot, or you can either rest the camera on as well. I mean, ideally on a flat wall. So what I'll probably do with this one is let it brace my elbows.
Okay, let it brace the camera,
and then take the shot like so. Okay, so a couple of options: walls, fences, even lampposts. You can lean and brace against as well. But make sure you keep a high enough shutter speed, and just elbows in and a good stance, and hopefully you get some nice sharp shots. Okay guys, welcome back. Another option that you've got to steady your shots, as well as good camera technique and using natural tripods like walls, trees and fences and so forth. Before we go to a tripod, okay, we've got a monopod, and call a monopod that is literally just one leg, okay, like just one leg of a tripod. Now this one here is a Manfrotto monopod, fully extended as it is at the moment, with the Canon 500D with a battery grip and the Sigma 70-200 f2.8 non-image stabilised lens. So a good camera technique or a good monopod or tripod you really need with this lens. Okay. Now there is a way to use these as well. Just because I've now got this on a monopod doesn't mean I can do this. But it's still not steady. I'm still getting movement. I'm not holding the lens. So I'm going to actually hold the lens close into the monopod. Okay, still get a good stance like I got before. Let the monopod take the weight of the camera. Okay, you don't have to really push down on it.
Bring my eye to the camera. Focus.
And then take the shot.
And you don't have to really grip it, because what you're going to get is flexing the monopod.
Well, again, it just gives you
a much sharper
shot for you. It will also help for sports photographers as well, which you'll see a lot of them using a lens like this, okay,
or the Canon version and a monopod, because it allows them to steady the shots and also track subjects through the frame as well. Okay, so that's another option alongside good camera technique is a monopod, a little bit cheaper than a tripod as well. Okay, or then we can go on to a tripod, which will be in the next video. Cheers for watching, bye.